I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm introducing you here to three relaxation methods or techniques that you can practice. And the more you practice these, the more accomplished you will become, able to be more relaxed generally, to cope better when under stress, and to develop the awareness and resources you can use to lead a life that works better for you. Not all of these techniques will be equally good for you, or you will feel equally comfortable with. So try them out and see what you find. And do please embed the teaching of this audio, for this one sets the scene and teaches some of the most accessible and simple relaxation methods. And it hammers home a very simple message, that to be in a more relaxed and calm state is one that we can all aspire to, and that the more we practice and work at it, the easier it will become. The first technique is 7-11 breathing. So first, sit comfortably or lie down and concentrate on your breathing. Now, what we know to be true is that the out-breath stimulates the relaxation response in your body, and that the in-breath is the activation response. So let's begin. You are soon going to practice 7-11 breathing, a safe and effective technique you can use whenever you want to calm yourself down quickly and to relax and gain control. We don't usually think much about how we breathe. It is something that the body does independent of conscious thought. However, you can choose to focus on your breathing in a particular way, and this will help you to feel more calm and relaxed. And in a few moments, you can take a deep breath in to a count of 7 and a slower breath out to a count of 11. Now, the numbers don't really matter, as long as the out-breath is longer than the in-breath. So if you stop breathing at 5 in, you can breathe out to a count of 8. And when you breathe in and out, keeping your shoulders down and breathe through your diaphragm, so that as you breathe in, your stomach gently inflates. Remember, you breathe in to a count of 7, and out to a count of 11. And when you are ready, you can begin 7-11 breathing now. In 2-3-4-5-6-7. Out 2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10-11. In 2-3-4-5-6-7. Out 2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10-11. In 2-3-4-5-6-7. Out 2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10-11. That's right. Nice and gently. Notice how the body relaxes even more every time you breathe out. But keep the 7-11 breathing going for a moment. And soon you will begin to notice how the body relaxes deeper and deeper. Some people notice particular signs that the body is relaxing. A little warmer here or cooler there. The fat hands feel a little lighter or maybe heavier. Or you may notice a completely different feeling, or simply the sensation of beginning to feel as if you are drifting. Drifting into a light sleep or a gentle dream. And if you do it long enough when lying down, you should fall asleep. The aim is to reach the count of 11 on the out-breath. and 7 on the in-breath. But that's not essential. What is essential that the out-breath is always longer than the in-breath. Now I have another audio which uses the 7-11 breathing to develop a lovely meditative relaxation. But for now, we will leave this and move on to our second technique, which is distraction, and the 22nd trick. What you are aiming to do here is to force emotional arousal down, which is generally a right brain hemisphere activity, by engaging in a left brain activity. For example, a mental exercise such as listing things alphabetically, learning poetry, mental arithmetic, spelling backwards, reading backwards, translating into another language. But this exercise can also include creative activities where mental sorting has to occur, playing or writing music, writing stories, painting, cooking, embroidery, gardening, craft work. Really practice at those left brain activities that will really work. Listing the capital cities of Europe, perhaps. Saying the alphabet backwards, or spelling words backwards. Starting with 3-letter words such as dog and cat, but going up and up to eventually 10 letters. Why not? And it's called the 22nd trick for a good reason. It is that if you focus on your left brain activity for 20 seconds, then it will make a difference and it will calm you. And third, there is a whole range of progressive muscle relaxation exercises. And this is a quick one we're going to do now, and in a separate audio, there is a beautiful full one. And the quick version is to focus on just your hands and arms. So take one hand and squeeze it into a fist, and as you really squeeze it, notice how certain tight feelings rise up your arms. How far up your arms might they get to, I wonder? Well, squeeze to a count of 5 now. Squeeze. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then let go sharply. And now the same for the second arm and hand. Squeeze. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and let go. And you can repeat this a handful of times, if you'll excuse my choice of words. So practice 7-11 breathing, focusing on that long out-breath. Distract yourself with left brain activities so they fill you up for at least 20 seconds, and the simple squeeze hands and arms muscle relaxation. Every day is the key, at least one for at least 10 minutes, and find what works for you. And don't forget exercise. When exercising, the body releases feel-good chemicals called endorphins. And this generally occurs after 20 to 30 minutes of exercise that increases the heart rate. And if you cannot get outside the home, be creative in thinking up something that can be done inside. Dancing, TV exercise, a small trampoline, a bike, and so on. And finally, try eating a grape or raisin mindfully. Put just one in your mouth and then be aware of the tastes and the textures as it begins to dissolve and change. Use your tongue and be aware of your mouth and your teeth. And see how this exercise can become easier and easier for you as you practice relaxation.